Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Man stabs his brother in South Wichita. We've got the story.
Another woman claims sexual misconduct by Alabama Senate candidate. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
The Kansas Child Welfare Agency is described as being overly secretive. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Low clouds, patchy fog, and drizzle sets up across south-central Kansas again this morning. When will we see the sun again? Our forecast is on the way.
Violence between siblings in Wichita. Police officer Paul Cruz says early Monday, emergency personnel responded to the 2700 block of South Hillside.
Upon officers' arrival, they contacted a 24-year-old male victim who reported being stabbed in the chest area by a 25-year-old male suspect. We do know that the relationship is of the victim and the suspect, that they are brothers.
The younger brother was hospitalized in critical but stable condition.
Legislators, former employees, and family members say the state agency in Kansas, charged with protecting children from abuse and neglect, works instead to hide how it operates.
The Kansas City Star reports that a former State Department for Children and Family supervisor says she was told to shred notes from meetings and not document anything after a child's death. Former DCF Deputy Director Diane Keach said that she was given the guidance by an agency attorney in 2014 and saw an attorney shredding notes after a 2015 meeting. The department said in a statement that it is committed to transparency. The department has faced increased scrutiny because of five high-profile deaths of young children in 5 years and a scathing state audit of the state's foster care system last year. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A fifth woman has come forward to claim that Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore sexually approached her when she was a teen. Fox's Ed Henry.
Attorney Gloria Allred held a news conference in New York to unveil Beverly Nelson, who charged that Moore groped her when she was just 16. Allred said Nelson is prepared to testify under oath and brought as evidence of a relationship, yes, a high school yearbook, that she says was signed by Moore when he was a prosecutor in his 30s.
Him putting his hands on my breast, I tried to open my car door to leave, but he reached over and he locked it so I could not get out.
And I can tell you without hesitation, this is absolutely false.
Now, Moore vowed at a campaign event to sue the Washington Post, which broke the original story, trying to make a last stand here by suggesting all of these forces in Washington are out to get him.
The Washington Post reported that in 1979, when Moore was 32, he also had a sexual contact with a 14-year-old girl. The GOP tax bill is up for discussion in Congress, making this a big week for Republicans. Fox's Chad Pergram explains.
The House of Representatives is hoping to move this bill to the House floor later this week. It's possible they could start debate on Thursday and then finish debate on Friday and pass it then. It's a question of just making sure that they have the votes. Now, a big thing is going to happen on Capitol Hill Thursday. President Trump is going to come and speak to the House Republican Conference to kind of, tell folks, this is what I want. You know, do this for me. They have not done much on behalf of President Trump this Congress, despite Republicans controlling the House and the Senate. This is a big one, and they need to move this through to satisfy the president, and that's why he's coming to Capitol Hill on Thursday.
Lawyers for the family of a black Topeka man fatally shot by police say the city is trying to prevent his parents from viewing officers' body camera footage. Attorney Jillian Castle-Stiga says the city initially agreed to allow Dominic White's parents to see the body camera footage, but she says the city later said Kansas law allows it to be viewed only by White's four minor children. KNSS News Time now, 8:03, 3 minutes past 8 o'clock.
College men's basketball last night for the sixth-ranked Shockers. How did things go on a late night at Coke Arena? We'll have highlights and results. Here for Coach Marshall as well, coming up in sports.
Joe Biden for president in 2020. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ed, now 8:06, 6 minutes past 8 o'clock. For those taxpayers who have ongoing issues with the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS has advocates who can help you. Tracy Wilnard is with the Wichita Taxpayer Advocate Office.
Congress set the Taxpayer Advocate Office up to advocate for taxpayers, that's individuals or businesses or exempt organizations. We help resolve federal tax issues that they have been unable to get resolved through the normal IRS channel.
Service is free of charge. For more information, call 316-651-2100.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is not ruling out a run for president in 2020.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, appearing on NBC's Today Show, refused to close the door on a possible presidential run in 2020.
Who knows what the situation is going to be a year and a half from now? I don't have any idea. I'm in good health now. I'm in good shape. Knock on wood, as my mother would say. But, I just don't know. I honest to God, that's the truth.
Democratic strategist Michael Meehan told Fox News Biden's age, he will turn 75 next week, will not be a problem. Rather, the wild card will be the mood of the Democratic base. Mr. Biden was promoting his new book, Promise Me Dad, about his son Beau's death from cancer. In Washington, James Rosen, Fox News.
An unexpected danger in a tool used by law enforcement.
The maker of Taser says at least 15 people have caught fire and 5 have died after being stunned while near flammable materials. Axon spokesman Steve Tuttle says the deaths include a man shocked November 7th by a police officer in Lindsay, Oklahoma, after he was shocked and reportedly got into his gasoline-soaked van. Although authorities say they're still investigating whether the man set himself on fire. Tuttle says it happened about 15 times in 24 years out of about 3.5 million field uses of the Taser. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And this morning, we've got the gasoline prices still where they were when they went up yesterday, $2.49 a gallon. I did get a call from one of the traffic trackers who found a little bit better. Traffic tracker Tim called in earlier, said that Grand and Meridian in Hayesville, $2.41 a gallon. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As moisture continues to lift in from the south, more patchy fog and drizzle to start the day here in Wichita. Cloudy with a high 57 this afternoon. We will have occasional showers this evening, maybe even a rumble of thunder as a cool front moves through. Our low near 50, clearing and 61 on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now light drizzle, fog, and mist, 56 degrees, got a south wind at 12 miles per hour. Light drizzle, fog, and mist.
Yeah.
Not the best driving conditions, I would
no,
say.
No, visibility is an issue today.
Yeah. Today is Tuesday, November 14th, yet another gray day across Kansas. Monday, Wichita's high temperature yesterday was 54 degrees. Normal high is 58. And as you heard our forecast, moisture is going to continue apparently today and again through tonight. Could have some actual raindrops tonight.
The one good thing about that is the temperatures aren't getting below freezing. That would make this awful.
Now, the past few days or previous to this, the overnight lows were getting down around 29, 30 degrees.
Right.
This morning, right now, 56. That's not bad. You're right.
No. So
could have had some really bad driving.
Conditions could have been awful.
A lot worse. Well, we got 9 days until Thanksgiving Day. And a lot of people making plans. I've been talking with my wife and my daughter, my daughter-in-law, and people getting lined up for Christmas, for Thanksgiving dinner. And I'm getting pretty anxious about it. I love Thanksgiving's, I think, my favorite holiday. And I'll tell you, one of the reasons is when you do Thanksgiving, the family gets around. You don't see your family enough. Maybe sometimes, and they all get around, and if they all behave themselves, it's a good day. Now,
yeah, little caveat there.
Yeah, it is, Ted. I was remembering 1 year, because when I was a kid, I had over 30 cousins.
Wow.
On both sides of the family. Mm. I mean, over 30. And, of course, 1 year you would get together with one side of the family and the other the next year and whatnot. But those Thanksgiving meals were incredible. I mean, all my cousins show up. We'd all have a good time. Usually after we ate when we were kids, there would be a touch football game.
Yes.
All the kids involved, boys and girls.
I have the same memories. Yeah.
This is right at the time, by the way, I'm talking about when the Kennedys were in the White House. And that's what they did. They had a great big family, and they played touch football. So it was always fun. And I remember my uncles and my dad would sit around, and usually, if there wasn't a football game on TV in the early days, they would play cards.
Oh my!
They'd get a bridge game going. It would go on for hours.
Wow, huh?
And they're smoking their cigarettes.
A little bit above my pay grade there.
Trudeau, Trump. And my dad, at one time, tried to teach my brothers and me how to play bridge. That was ugly.
Yeah.
Nope, couldn't get it at all. However, we did pick up poker pretty well. But Thanksgiving's a great time.
Yeah, you're right. I would usually get in some sort of a Nerf football game outside with my brothers.
Yeah.
Maybe my dad would make an appearance.
Would he come out and play at all?
Or we'd shoot hoops.
Yeah.
Go out and take a basketball out.
You know,
shoot.
I've done
the weather's
that too.
Nice.
Yeah. With my cousins. And I remember that. In West Wichita, my cousin's house, shooting hoops. Anyway, it's 9 days away, and I'm already getting fired up for Thanksgiving Day. For many people, you know, giving and receiving gifts is a big part of the holidays. For many people, it's all there is. Hey, I get a present. That's great. However, a new survey shows that 69% of Americans would skip exchanging gifts if their family and friends agreed to it. How about you, Ted? Would you be in that 69%?
I think I probably would be.
Survey conducted by Harris Poll on behalf of SunTrust Bank also showed that 60% of those surveyed say they would spend more time with friends and family if they didn't have to worry about buying or making gifts.
I'm sure retailers love to have you
read this story. I'm sure some of our advertisers, hey, shut up right now. But this is just a survey of how people feel. Didn't say they would spend less. Survey found 25% said they would use that money on activities with friends and family. Conversely, 37% said they would pay down debt. 47% would choose to save that money or invest it.
Well, see, there's the problem right there. People live month to month, and every dollar is precious. And
right.
If you're not having to buy 14 gifts for 14 people, some of that money can be put to other uses.
That's right. But we encourage people to go shopping.
Well, sure we
do. Just go to
our sponsors.
Our sponsors,
yes.
Yeah. Just go to them, and you'll be all right. Children of any age can hunt in Wisconsin after Governor Scott Walker signed a bill that eliminates the state's minimum age. Walker signed the bill Saturday, took effect yesterday. Up until now, 10-year-olds could hunt. You had to be 10, with a mentor who is at least 18 years old. Under that program, there could only be one gun between them. But the new law says kids of any age can hunt with a mentor, and each one can carry a weapon. So, of course, obviously, the person involved, the adult, had better be pretty doggone responsible for that kid.
Well, we hope so.
Yeah. I grew up in a family that went hunting, and I was taught to handle firearms at an early age, and with a very strict father and grandfather who, and if you didn't do it exactly right, you were going to hear about it in great detail.
Well, that needs to be how it's done.
Yes,
yeah.
This is just, you know, I think people just don't take it seriously. I think most hunters and gun owners have a real good knowledge of gun safety. But now I was just thinking about this. 10 years old, I told this. I probably told this story before, probably 100 times. My grandfather, who was basically grew up in Western Kansas,
mm-hmm.
and his job, he told me one time when he was 7 years old, was to grab his rifle, jump on his pony every day, and go out and bring in the cows at the age of 7.
Every day.
And those.
Well, when you grow up in a rural family, everybody's
right.
got something to do.
Yeah, and so he knew about firearms from the time he could just about
right.
walk. Anyway, gift giving this time of the year. You know, getting close to that time when Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving?
Supposedly, that's all you see on. That's all you see on the ads now are pre-Black Friday sales.
Yeah.
Black Friday doesn't mean Black Friday anymore.
No.
It basically starts the 1st of November, it seems like.
Or even before that, I mean, we were before Halloween, we saw the stores getting ready with their Christmas stuff, right? So, yeah. Are you one of those people? I know you're not, but I'm going to go ask you anyway. You ever gone to a store on Black Friday?
Not even close.
4 o'clock in the morning and waited for
Not even remotely close.
I can't remember the exact circumstances, but several years ago, Shelly and I actually went to a very early opening of a store. And I can't remember the circumstances, but we thought afterwards,
not me.
We're not going to do this again. I think my son-in-law actually got in line for some sort of an Xbox for the grandkids one time, and he was there way early. But
Then the doors open and everybody tramples each other getting to the stuff, right? All right. Well, some people think it's like a tradition. It's a lot of fun. So
yes, I know many families where that's the thing they circle the calendar on. They know what they're going to do on Friday morning.
Yep. There you go. All right.
Of course, I also know what I'm going to do on Friday morning.
I know what you're
going to
do. You're going to sleep.
Yeah, I'm flatlining, man.
Yeah, we're at that age where
I'm in the deep REM.
We're at that age where
on Friday morning
slumber takes a priority. Especially if you were up late last night. Were you up late last night or early this morning doing the Shocker
both,
locker room show?
Yeah.
So you stayed up late. Dan, you're back in here this morning.
We got done at Twin Peaks about midnight last night.
Wow. And here you are. Dedicated.
Quick turnaround.
Coming up on 8:18 now, Steve and Ted, and it's sports time with Ted Woodward. Ted out covering the Shocker game last night. Shocker basketball.
Fun, yeah, late night with the Shocks last night. A little later than usual at Coke Arena. Sixth-ranked Wichita State hosting the College of Charleston. Wichita State was geared up from the start, and big man Shaq Morris was certainly providing big-time entertainment for the Shocker fans last night. Mike Kennedy, call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
Shockers back up court quickly. Haynes Jones along the right sideline, spins to the middle, crosses over, right wing. Morris, a long three. Oh, my goodness. That was about 22 feet. He's got 14, including two trays, and the Shockers lead at 47-22.
I thought those big guys weren't supposed to be able to shoot those threes.
Shaq's
doing pretty good, isn't he?
Shaq's off to a great start.
Yeah.
He was on the mark last night. 7 of 11 shooting, a couple of three-pointers, finished with 18 points, 10 rebounds, a couple of blocks. Shaq Morris had a big game, and the Shockers roll over the Cougars. 81-63, the final score. Samaje Haynes-Jones dishing out 7 assists in his second game as a Shocker. The Shocks were up 25 at halftime, up by as many as 33 about midway through the second half. And kind of backed off a little bit, ended up winning it by 18 points. 81-63 was the final score. Your Shocker head coach, Greg Marshall.
We played well for 30 minutes, and then we played horrible. So the good news is we have things to work on. The coaches will continue to grind. We let good be the enemy of great tonight at the end.
Shocks are off to a 2-0 start and ranked number 6 in the nation in this week's Associated Press poll.
Are coaches ever totally satisfied? Everyone say, that was a great job.
Usually not.
Yeah.
Got to have something to work on.
Athletics is not perfect.
No.
Ever.
No.
Mm, okay.
No. You want to be playing your best in March.
That's true.
You don't want to play the perfect game in November, because where do you go from there?
Right.
You
know? Right.
Shocks are off to a 2-0 start now. We got great college basketball coming up tonight Chicago at the Champions Classic. The first game is at 6 o'clock tonight. That's number 1 Duke against number 2 Michigan State.
Oh, wow.
At 6 o'clock tonight, Duke a 2-point favorite. You can listen to that one on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The second game of the Classic tonight has 4th-ranked Kansas against 7th-ranked Kentucky, the top 2 winningest programs of all time in NCAA Division I men's basketball.
Wow.
That'll be at 8:30 tonight, about. KU is a 4.5-point favorite. K-State meeting Kentucky for the 4th straight year. And that is also on KFH, live coverage of the Jayhawks in Kentucky tonight. So a couple of really huge basketball games featuring 4 of the top 7 teams in the nation in Chicago tonight, including Kansas. K-State is playing tonight. The Wildcats in Manhattan tonight hosting UMKC. That'll tip off at 7 o'clock this evening. Televised on Fox Sports Kansas City. K-State off to a 1-0 start on the season. The Wichita State women's basketball team will play tonight down in Stillwater, heading to Oklahoma State. Shocks are looking for their first win of the season. They have only won once ever in Stillwater. That was back in 2002. Interesting coaching matchup between these two. Jim Littell at Oklahoma State, Keitha Adams at Wichita State. Jim was Keitha's head coach when they both were at Oxford High School.
In Kansas?
Yeah.
In southern Kansas?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And at Southwestern College, too.
How about
that? Interesting matchup between Wichita State and Oklahoma State. Steve Strain will have the live call of that one from Stillwater at 6:45 tonight. Listen live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And in the National Hockey League last night, 4 goals in the 3rd period helped the Carolina Hurricanes beat the Dallas Stars 5-1. Winning goalie in that one for the Hurricanes, former Wichita Thunder goalie Scott Darling with 25 saves, helping the Hurricanes to that win. Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
All right, at 8:21 now, keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute, Hillary Clinton's election loss blame list. That's coming up, Stephen Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.